Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me.
All right, Bill Barty, let's ease on over to Shelby and have some fun.
No argument from me.
There you go. There are things to do in Shelby other than go to Bridges Barbecue.
No argument on that either.
Okay. I'm winning these arguments today. That's pretty good.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Carolina Outdoors. Don Yeager over there, Bill Barty over here, and Don Gibson bringing us back into the Carolina Outdoors. Woo! You know where he was born?
Shelby.
That's right. And you know what, Don? So many times, of course, with the growth in our area, the different towns and villages and cities surrounding Charlotte, you know, are fighting for our identity, but not Cleveland County and not Shelby, North Carolina, because they have their identity solidified. And one of the things that opened up in 2009 is the Don Gibson Theater. And we're going to take a moment and have the executive director, Stan Lowry, come on and talk about the Don Gibson Theater, talk about Don Gibson himself, and talk about the things that are going on in Shelby. So we're going to invite him on with the Outdoor Guys right now. Stan Lowry, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, listen, take us back to the 1930s and in the birth of a man named Don Gibson. Who was he?
Well, Don was a singer-songwriter. He, of course, was born right here in Shelby, North Carolina. And Don wrote some very, very famous songs. He also sang those songs and made them hits. And then along the way, other folks began singing his songs as well and made hits of their own with those songs. But Don was a very prolific songwriter, and some of the songs that he wrote were amazing, and they are standards in country music today. So,
well, and of course, and he's buried there in the Sunset Cemetery in Shelby today. Lived in Nashville for a bunch of years between being born in Shelby and living in Shelby and that sort of thing. I said the Don Gibson Theater opened in 2009, but that's not really true. I guess the theater was first built in the 30s. Is that how that started?
That's correct. The theater was built in 1939. It opened in November, the same month and same year that Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz and some of those other famous movies that everybody watch at least once a year. And but that's when it was built. It was built as the State Theater, and was the second theater built here in Shelby.
Now, you're a Shelby boy born and bred. You're from Shelby. Tell us about the changes, if you can harness this, the changes that you have seen in Shelby, North Carolina, over the expanse of your lifetime and career there in Shelby.
Oh, I tell you, it's changed tremendously. And, you know, back in the early 60s is when I was born. Well, actually, I was born in 1960, so I've seen all the 60s. Come through, and but back in the 60s, it was, you know, we were a cotton county. We produced more cotton in North Carolina than any other county, and you know, we did for years and years. Well, we've evolved from the cotton industry to the entertainment industry, and we've got some really famous folks that have come from here, other than Don, Earl Scruggs being one of them, but. You know, we've evolved a great deal over the years, and the change has been amazing from when I was a little boy and coming through town, and we'd go to the State Theater. You know, the very first movie I ever went to see was here at the State Theater, and the difference from then to now is just an amazing transformation.
What was the movie?
The movie was called Jungle Book, and it was a Walt Disney movie, and Jungle Book, the animated movie that they still show once in a while here. So,
well, man, now that you're there, you can show any movie you want to.
That's correct. Yeah.
Even Jungle Book.
Stan Lowry, executive director of the Don Gibson Theater in Shelby, North Carolina, talking about the Don Gibson Theater and what's happening in Shelby and that sort of thing. And your last statements there kind of create an awesome platform to talk about the not just national acts and not just country music acts that come to Shelby and the Don Gibson Theater. Now you have international acts that are coming through, and it's really all genres of music. Right now, I guess you're cleaning up, sweeping up after Ricky Skaggs' concert, getting cleaned up after all of that. But tell us about the acts that come in. These are not just North Carolina acts. They are from around the world oftentimes.
Oh, that is correct. We've had folks from you know, Ireland here. We've had folks from England. We've had bands from all over. But we are primarily a concert venue now, but we do still show some movies. But some of the folks that are coming up, we've got Firefall coming. So we're not just country. We do a lot of rock and roll and R&B and other things as well. We've even had punk rock here. We've had Christian rock. We've had contemporary music as well. So, but we got Firefall, Chubby Checker, Confederate Railroad. We do comedy. We've got Henry Cho and James Gregory coming. We've even got Big Bad Voodoo Daddy coming. So we hit all genres of music here.
Wow. And how do you, besides the Carolina Outdoors, how do, because people, not just acts come there, but you have visitors who come into Shelby and the Don Gibson Theater from around the country. In your mind, how do people learn about what's going on in Shelby? Because this, I guess this resurgence has just happened in the past 10 or 15 years.
That's correct. And the biggest way that folks find out about us, of course, nowadays is social media and, you know, the Internet and all of that. But we do do some big publications as well. But Don's name was carried throughout the world, and he was very big over in Australia. We've got a lady that actually has flown in several times here to see the theater when it was the grand opening. And she comes to some of the birthday celebrations that we have for Don, and she's been here on a number of occasions. But we regularly have folks from five or six states around us, and then even an outstretch from there. But we've had about 18 countries come in, folks from about 18 countries come in and check out the Don Gibson Theater.
And you work hand-in-hand and closely with, and you mentioned it earlier, Earl Scruggs is from Shelby area, Cleveland County. Don Gibson Theater, I guess, works hand-in-hand with the Earl Scruggs Center as well?
That is correct. We're sister venues, and we occasionally do some things together on promotions, and we do work hand-in-hand with the Earl Scruggs Center.
Fantastic. All right. I'm on the website now, right now, DonGibsonTheater.com. All the performances that are coming up in April and beyond are on there. Are there any secrets of where we need to look on the website to learn about joining the theater? Because I think you have a membership available, and I guess tickets and donations and all of that are there as well.
You can go to the, it's listed as Marquee Club, and there's three levels of membership that you can join here. A sustaining members platform is in there. It's called the Super 400 Guild, and the Super 400 was Don's favorite guitar, so we named that after his guitar that he played on and wrote the most famous songs on. And but there's three platforms that you can join on there if you want to stay in touch with us and get some discounts around town and discounts here at the theater as well.
Stan Lowry, executive director of the Don Gibson Theater, Shelby, North Carolina. Thank you so much for coming on with the Outdoor Guys here on WBT's Carolina Outdoors program.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, and it's been a pleasure.
Hey, we look forward to coming over there. Confederate Railroad's coming over there too, Don. We may have to sneak over there for some of that.
All right, Bill Bartino, tell me about Storytime that's coming up at Jesse Brown's.
That's right. It's called Storyteller's Night, at Jesse Brown's, and we've got the lowdown on the Thursday, May 17th event. It's from 6 to 8. Come hear your neighbor's adventure. Three 20-minute stories. The first one, Across the Atlantic by Gil Middlebrooks. The second, Of Petals and Promises by Paul Neal. And the third, Witness to the Miracle by Jim Whitaker. Again, Thursday, May 17th from 6 to 8. Come hear your neighbor's adventure. It's free. It's just a good time to come on in there to Jesse Brown's, where we hang our hat, outfitting people for spring and the upcoming summer vacation season. Wonderful time to get together.
That's right. And Open Streets coming up the 29th. Is that right?
That's right. From 1 to 5. It'll be a good time to get on your bicycle or play a little foursquare or some chess. But, Don, I'm more of a checkers guy. So you're gonna
I knew that. It was going to come down to a checkers game before it was over. And I don't mean ice hockey.
Listen, special thanks to Stan Lowry, the executive director of the Don Gibson Theater. We're going to close out with a little Don Gibson. Thanks to Al Bangor from Open Street 704 and the Foothills Trail Conservancy, Hayward Douglas, talking about the jewel in the crown of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Thank you for coming on with the Carolina Outdoor Guys. For Ed Billick, he's Don Yeager, and I'm Bill Barty. The Outdoor Guys, get outside, pick up your trash, and we'll see you next time right here on WBT.
A lovesick fool, it's blind and just can't.